sitting down with three-time world champion, six-time world championship medalist from the 2024 World Championships in Doha, we have Claire Curzan. Claire, thanks for joining us. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
You won six medals in Doha. You swam four individual events, five individual events, medaled in four of them. You were slated for a sixth individual event. What happened with the 50 free? Come on. I mean, you couldn't fit another one in there?
I know. I think I was more focused on the events that I'm trying to work on for trials. So as much as I do love the 50 free, I could only imagine what it was going to feel like after two backstrokes. So I decided to take it easy on myself.
I didn't even realize that was a conflict there. I'm totally kidding. Five individual events is so many, especially at a meet that's that long and that grueling. I mean, you've been to world championships, you've been to Olympics before. Were you more prepared for this one, or do you feel like you had a better sense of how to manage yourself over the course of the 8 days?
Yeah, definitely. I was pretty busy 2019 Worlds, so, or no, 2022, sorry. So I think definitely the practice from that helped ease my mind a bit. I was still definitely nervous. I think I didn't really know what to expect with the 200 backstroke, especially how they sneak it in the end of the meet like they do, because I haven't done that in an international stage yet. So that was a bit stressful, but I honestly had a really great setup. I was pretty grateful for the way that my events fell in the whole lineup, because there was only like one day of conflict, I think, with the 100 back and the 100 fly. And so it honestly worked out really well, and I'm really happy with how I was able to handle that.
I mean, that's, I can't imagine. I've worked so many of these meets at this point, and I still dread them, because it's a lot, you know. It's you kind of have to mentally prepare and hype yourself up, and again, I'm not even competing. In terms of the events that you did swim, how did you feel about your races? You know, did you have things you were hoping to achieve and or goals just for the races themselves, or the experience you were getting coming to a world championships like this? Obviously, this is abnormal, right? There's not usually a world champs in February. Last year at this time, you were racing in the NC2A system, so you had conference at the same time. But again, heading in, were there things you wanted to achieve? And then how did you feel about the way you were able to execute your races throughout the meet?
Yeah, so I actually was really, really excited for this meet in general, which I think helped, especially knowing that I was going in and swimming like a 7-day meet with pretty much no sessions off. Because it had been a while, honestly, since the last time I did long course in Indy. So I was able to like watch Worlds, and obviously that was super fun watching the Americans do as well as they did and qualify all the relays. But then I made it a goal of mine that I wanted to have more long course practice before Olympic trials coming up. So the meet actually fell at kind of a perfect time for me to get that long course practice, especially with the prelim, semi, and final format. And then going into the meet, me and Todd, we both were kind of like, oh, I guess we're just going to find out how it goes. But that was kind of the first like semi taper started. I think the day we left, we had lifted and done everything as normal up until the day we left. So a little bit of rest to hopefully feel a bit fresh. And then I know we had talked a couple weeks before the meet, like, you know, ideally, if we were to come back from this meet and like be super happy with how I did, it would be like, hopefully like best times. And so that was kind of the overarching goal. I wasn't looking to do anything super crazy, but I think it would, like, I was like, okay, it would give me a lot of confidence if I could go best times, like with the amount of rest that I was prepared to get. So I think the meet went really well. I went really close to my best time in the 100 fly. I think all best times in the backstrokes were really close. And honestly, like even my 100 free split, it was like a couple minutes after my tuner backstroke and it hurt a lot, but even that like was pretty good. So I'd say I'm feeling really good about that meet. And I think it bodes well, hopefully, for just continuing the training that I've been doing up until this summer.
Yeah. So it was like a little bit of a taper. You're hoping to go best times. And you hit a lot of those triple gold in the backstrokes. You swept the backstrokes, which only one or two or three, I think two other people have done that at a world championships in long course, both of which happened in 23, just this past summer. Can you tell me just a little bit about that? And as you're moving through the meet, I think the 100 back was first. And, you know, like as you're moving through it, you win one and then you win two. Is that something that comes up on your mind, or just how do you deal mentally with knowing that you're on a roll in that meet?
Yeah.
And how do you maintain that throughout the meet?
So that definitely wasn't the goal going in. I was really trying to take it one race at a time. So finished 100 fly, was pretty happy with how it went. And then I was seated going into the meet pretty high in the 100 and 200 back. So I was hoping to like podium, like it had been great if I won. I'd been super excited about that. But I mean, a race is a race, so you never know who's going to really show up that day. So it was really fun racing a bunch of the girls. One of my first like international medals was at Short Course Worlds when I was racing Ingrid, and we like tied for third. So it was really special to be back up there with her again. And then I was super happy with how the 100 went. I felt great during the race. So I was like, okay, like this is going to be like a great backstroke meet for me. And then the 50, I was just like, I don't even know. I don't consider myself a 50 backstroker. I would say I'm definitely more aerobic in that capacity. And so I was honestly shocked with that result. I don't even know if you can see my face after the race, but I was like, oh my God, like how did that work? Because the Australians are super, super good at that event. Those girls were crushing it. So I was really impressed with that race. And then I would say the 200 is what I'm most comfortable with. So I was just excited for how I had been doing, and I was just kind of hoping to build off that momentum and the momentum that Team USA had been creating. So I honestly like just took it one race at a time, and I tried not to think about the results because I think that would just put more pressure on myself. So just enjoying what I was doing and then following my race plan.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about it seems like your focus has shifted to backstroke over the last few seasons. Can you tell me about just this season specifically, what has clicked with you in backstroke, or what have you been working on with your backstroke to try to keep improving it and making gains, which you did at this meet?
Yeah. So honestly, I have been training like a bit more backstroke. I would say during club, I was doing a lot of butterfly for sure, and even some last year. But I think starting last year and going into this year, like I really enjoy backstroke. I even find the training kind of fun. Like sometimes fly and freestyle training for me is a bit tedious, but like backstroke, I'm always kind of ready to do like a 200 backstroke workout or a 100 backstroke workout. Like it doesn't bother me. So I've been loving getting to incorporate more of that into like my weekly cycle. So now I do more of like two or three practices fly and like more practices backstroke and a couple practices freestyle. So still keeping like the different strokes in there, but I'd say backstroke and especially 200 backstroke. Like tonight I have aerobic freestyle set, which I sometimes do, but I have made a big emphasis this year, just kind of building the aerobic work so it could help my 200 backstroke. And then I would say another big thing that contributed to the success at Worlds was a bunch of underwater work. My walls felt really strong, and I think it really, you could see how much it helped off the start and stuff.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because I like that you say your underwater work was a big help in Doha, because America gets a lot of flack for racing in yards, and, you know, which is largely underwater. But can you tell me a little bit, just from your perspective, how underwaters do help in even in a long course pool, or just training under, how training underwaters, maybe in a short course pool or a short course format, translates for you to a long course pool in competition?
So underwaters are obviously under the water. It's a big breath control opportunity, which I think honestly helps me when you're at the end of the race and you're in oxygen deprivation, since you have built up that training and are used to working under oxygen deprivation when you're training underwaters. I think you definitely notice a difference in being able to finish stronger. And then Todd will frequently talk about how the fastest you'll ever be like in a race is either off the start or off the walls. So if you're able to capitalize on that speed and be able to transition it well into underwaters and then have good underwaters and transition that into your swimming, it's a lot easier to maintain that speed than to try to build it up. So it's helping you in the end, because you're making it easier to race because you're being able to carry that speed that you generate off of the wall a lot better.
There you have it, folks. World champion says underwater's work. No, but I appreciate that insight, because I don't think everyone always thinks that outside the box and is thinking about more than just coming off the wall. Yeah. But again, maintaining that speed. I mean, we hear it from commentators a lot, like that last 50, especially of a 200, the last, you know, 25 of 100 in long course, you're just trying to maintain speed, right? Rather than like slow down.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge help with that. But going back to Doha, just your takeaways from the meet, you know, obviously on paper, we're like six medals, all right. But, you know, what did you actually, what, how are you feeling and what are you thinking coming off of that meet and going into the rest of the Olympic cycle, where we're 3 months out, 3.5 months out from trials?
Pretty darn close.
Yeah, pretty darn close.
Yeah. I'd say I feel really good just about how the meet went. I would say it met or exceeded any expectations I had for it. And the medals were definitely a nice bonus. I'm glad I could get those for Team USA. And I'm honestly so proud of the team in general, just to slip that in there, because even though we were a very small team, we still did pretty well. But I'd say just takeaways in general, it was nice being able to do that through a prelim semis finals format, because I didn't get to do it at Fukuoka. And then I'd say just looking back at the races with Todd and kind of fine-tuning race plans, I would say the training that we've worked on together these past couple months has definitely paid off. And so just continuing that, trusting the process, and then hopefully in San Antonio, maybe another meet in April, just to swim the races one more time, see how it feels to, you know, go out faster, go out slower, focus on this. But I'd say just mostly trusting Todd, feeling good about the meet, and hopefully taking that confidence through the next 3 months.
Do you think you'll race in May?
Perhaps, we will find out. I don't know. I think, yeah, the plan is to race at least two times before June, but I think there's some still discussion about what meet to go to in May, either locally or somewhere else. So we'll find out where I go, but I think I'll be racing.
Okay, fair enough. So just this season, like you said, seems like the training is paying off. You're trusting the process. This season, it's obviously looks different than last season. Not only because you've gone from Stanford to Virginia, but you've gone from the college system to a year of deferment.
It's technically called a year in residence.
But you know, you're not in the college system right now, so you're training with Kate Douglas and Jack Aikens. You know, getting ready for the Olympics. Do you feel like that? How has that process been for you? Just kind of getting to get, well, I guess you're in school still, but you know, not necessarily focusing on swimming for a college team, but really having your goals narrowed down to those Olympic trials in June.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say it definitely helped me like ease the transition in, cause it was a lot, the time that I transferred, there was a lot going on and we kind of had to get started right away. So it's been nice to be able to kind of take it one step at a time and have a bit of like a slower year than a typical college season. But I will say I am very excited to start competing again next year because just watching the dual meets and watching ACCs this past like couple weeks, I was like, gosh, that looks so fun. But I'm excited for the team when they go to NCs. I think they're all training super well. We're actually training with them right now, which is kind of fun. So we get to just listen on their conversations and they are super excited. So I'm super excited for them. And I've liked actually being able to kind of like semi-train with them. But I think it'll be definitely fun next year when I get to actually be at the competitions.
How do your teammates go so fast? You see them in training, and you know, at ACCs they kind of blew our minds. What did you have any thoughts on that? Was that like, oh, they went really fast, or you were like, yeah, I know?
I mean, they always exceed my expectations, but they also train like beasts. So I think that's kind of a testament to how hard they all work during a day in and day out at practice. So I'm excited to see what they'll actually look like. Rested a bit instead of just like straight into the meet.
19.9 from Gretchen.
I know.
How do you feel about this speed? I mean, that's a pretty iconic barrier.
I know. And it's honestly incredible. She is one of the hardest workers I've ever met. So I've actually been next to her training and I think she only makes me better. So it's been fun just being able to watch her do these crazy things and then hopefully be on the same relay with her next year. That'll be crazy. Maybe she can go 18. Who knows? We'll find out. So, yeah.
One more year, one more second. Yeah. No.
I mean, she dropped like half a second or something. So I think she has it in her.
That's fair. That's just math, folks. Yeah. And yeah, just, I guess, with the long course focus, in your training, are you racing a lot in practice? How is training just in these next 3 months for you going to be different than maybe the first half of the season has, if you know?
I don't know too much. I know that the months leading in, like the immediate months leading into the Olympic trials, will definitely focus more on speed and power. So whether that's changes in the weight room or changes doing more racks or weighted stuff in the water, I will find out. But right now we're in the process of building back that aerobic base since we had some like a couple days off after Worlds, which has been pretty tough. But yeah, just building strength right now and then hopefully fine tuning and just getting sharp before Olympic trials.
You said practice this morning was tough. What kind of set was it?
So it was a power fly, which typically isn't that bad, but this week has already kind of been kicking my butt. We had a pretty tough practice last night and lift. We did a lot of squats and arm stuff. So I've been pretty sore. I got red set tonight with Blair, which is a bit scary, but yeah, And then we get, actually, we get to do the Sprint Olympics next week on Tuesday.
Ooh. So, okay, remind me, is that where you do all 450s?
Yeah.
Short course?
Short right? course, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. What are your goals for the Sprint Olympics?
I don't know. I'm trying to beat my best time in the 50 breast. I think I go a 34.7. So we're on the up with breast jump.
If off the dive, if you like really worked your pull out, how many strokes can you take? Like two strokes?
No, embarrassingly, no. My breast stroke's not very good. I'm working on it. Maybe next year, but I'll probably take literally like 5 or 7. I take so many strokes. I did a 50 breast and a push the other day because I was like, Todd, I need to like practice breaststroke. And I think I took like 14 strokes in the second 25. Todd was like, you stopped moving. I was like, I know. That's why I don't dabble in breaststroke.
What did you go in that 50?
I think I went a 34.5 or 6. So
best time territory.
Best time territory. That's what I'm saying.
Can't you get like 2/3 of the way down the pool just on one dolphin kick?
Yeah, but it's that 1/3 that gets
you. Fair enough. Yeah, that's math. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with the breaststroke in the Sprint Olympics. That's such a fun event, and I'm curious how you feel about this. I'm guessing pretty positive, but I love that UVA has all of these little, especially through the college season, these little checkpoints or these little traditional events that they've started instituting every year, like class relays, like the Cavalier Invite, that obviously serve a purpose, but are also just like really fun racing opportunities. That as a fan is great to see because we get to see swimmers swim a 50 breast.
Yeah, I really like it. It changes up practice. It gives you something to look forward to. So I think it's fun and gets the competitive juices flowing so that everyone going to NCs is ready. So
absolutely. All right, last thing. Just your lineup at Olympic Trials. Does the schedule play out well? In terms of, do you have any doubles or planned doubles? I'm guessing you're looking at backstrokes, 100 fly, maybe 100 free in there.
Yeah, I think those four are probably what I'm shooting for. I think we'll decide with Todd maybe a little bit later. I haven't actually looked at the schedule in much depth. I saw they changed some things, so I think that works out better for Kate, which is good for her, but
nice.
I haven't look too much into it yet.
You just know what you're swimming.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't have 100 breast on my schedule right now, so.
I'm seeing 100 fly day 1 and 2. I'm seeing 100 back day 3 and 4, which seems good. And I'm seeing 200 back. I'm not seeing it. I think it's later.
It's probably later.
It's day 6 and 7.
Oh, glorious.
And 100 free is day 5 and 6. So you've got one double there with the 100 free tuner back, but I mean, I'm sure you'll get to it. You know, we'll see. But pretty, that looks pretty good for you. Seven days of racing.
Does work like out in Doha. Well. I've already done it.
Nice. Well, Claire, thank you as always for taking the time to sit down and dissect your experience in Doha. Good luck moving forward with the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Swim Swam podcast. Stay tuned for new episodes every week. You can take Swim Swam podcast on the go by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Look for links in the description below, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos as well.